This is the story of a giant.
You said it.
No ordinary giant. There was something about him that was very, very special.
Yeah, you said it.
Who's telling this story, you or me?
Well, it's my story. I could help a little.
Do you mind if I go on?
No. Go ahead. Be my guest.
Thanks. He was selfish. He was a selfish giant.
You forgot I was mean.
He was mean.
And rotten.
And rotten.
And stingy. Ooh, the stingiest. And believe me, brother, if you're a giant, you can be pretty selfish and mean and rotten and stingy because there's so much of you. I used to talk about myself like this.
I'm a very selfish giant. I'm as selfish as can be. I'm very, very selfish, and there is so much of me. I am also mean and rotten, and I am stingy too. You must take me the way I am, so what are you gonna do? I'm a very selfish giant, I have always been like this. Whenever I'm away from home, I'm not the sort you miss. I am selfish, selfish, selfish. I am mean clear through. I'm not a giant you would want living next door to you. I'm a very selfish giant. I'm as selfish as can be. I'm very, very selfish, and there is so much of me. I am also mean and rotten, and I am stingy too. You must take me the way I am, so what are you gonna do? I'm a very selfish giant, I have always been like this. Whenever I'm away from home, I'm not the sort you miss. I am selfish, selfish, selfish. I am mean clear through. I'm not a giant you would want living next door to you.
Boy, am I a mean one. I'm such a nasty. All right, go on, go on. What are you waiting for? Tell them what happened.
All right, all right. behind the giant's castle, 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 where there were all kinds of birds.
I saw 27 different kinds of birds in that garden. I even observed a yellow-bellied sapsucker once.
Really?
Really.
And fruit trees with delicate blossoms.
Oh, what a smell. What a smell.
Yeah. And all kinds of flowers.
Nasturtiums, petunias, forsythias, hydrangeas. Oh, you name it, I had it. Did I ever tell you that my narcissuses took second prize at the Garden Club show one year?
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
The giant had been on a long visit to his cousin, the ogre.
Milton the ogre.
He had been gone for 7 years.
After 7 years, it's enough already. You don't want to stay too long.
That's right. Well, when he got back to his own garden, he was very angry to see that there were children, lots and lots of children, playing in his garden.
Ooh, was I mad? Was I burned up? Ooh, was I sore? And did I tell them a thing or two?
Get out of my garden. Get out, get out, get out of here now. Go away. Get out of my garden. Get out, get out. Go find somewhere else you can play. Climb down from my trees and don't walk on my grass. And don't pick the flowers you see here. Now take one last look at my beautiful garden, for this is the last time you'll be here. Get out of my garden, get out, get out. Just stay out and that will be fine. Get out of this garden, get out, get out. Get out of this garden, it is mine. Climb down from my trees and don't walk on my grass. And don't pick the flowers you see here. Now take one last look at my beautiful garden, for this is the last time you'll be here. Get out of my garden, get out, get out. Just stay out and that will be fine. Get out of this garden, get out, get out. Get out of this garden, it is mine. I don't want you in here. Everybody out of here. Get out of here, you little pests.
He was a very selfish giant.
True, true. I took some bricks and cement and spent a whole weekend building a high wall around my garden so those children couldn't play there. Then I put up a sign that said, "Warning, keep out." I mean, my own garden is my own garden, right? Right. I mean, I could do what I want with my own garden.
In other words, you were selfish.
Well, that's what we're telling them, isn't it? That's the name of the story, isn't it? So, well, go on. Get on with the plot.
All right, all right. The following spring, spring came. And everywhere except in the garden of the selfish giant, the birds sang. Trees blossomed. And flowers bloomed. But in the giant's garden, it was still winter. The snow was deep on the ground, and icicles hung from the trees.
I shoveled, and I shoveled, and I shoveled, and the more I shoveled, the more it snowed. I never saw such a winter.
The only ones who were happy were the snow and the frost and the north wind. Spring has forgotten this garden, they cried. So we'll live here all year round. We'll have a ball. They had such a good hay came. And every vessel.
Some nerve. Help me. And what comp cost me to have that roof fixed?
Where did they go to play?
In the street. I couldn't care less when spring would come. Morning.
Yes?
I'm loud. I white-breasted nuthatch. guess what I see?
I come to your garden. The trees were in blossom. The snow and the hail.
Goodness.
Come to your garden.
Should you?
Oh, all right. You might as well.
Well, there was this little one had crawled into the garden through it. On every branch of every tree. Glad to have the children back again. This kind of gets me all choked. That was terrific. I mean terrific. Stepped in right. In one rock. One poor tree and we're given. At the bottom of this tree is this. He's trying to climb up in the tree. The tree is bending down and the little boy is trying to get up and nothing has happened. Kind of gets me right here every time I think of it. Oh, excuse me. I always do that when I come to this part of the story.
But then you did a very unselfish thing. You picked up the little boy and put him into a branch of the tree and burst into bloom. Winter was really gone at last.
Yeah. The little boy gives me a big hug for helping him into the tree, and that really does it. Naturally, I melt. All right, you kids, get out of the way.
What did you say that for? I thought you were being so nice.
Well, I am being on the wall so they can come into the garden and play anytime they want to, right? Out of the way! Out of the way so you don't get hurt! Here she. I mean, it was a very high wall.
And now, whenever the people pass by, they can see the unselfish giant.
That's me.
Playing with the children. In the most beautiful garden they have ever seen.
All right, boys and girls, come on now. Get your jump ropes, let's have some fun. Oh boy.
I'm a most unselfish giant. I am nice as I can be. I'm very, very, very nice, and there's so much of me. I'm also very kindly. I'm very gentle too. Be gentle too. Always been like this. Whenever I'm away from home, I am the sort you miss. I'm truly most unselfish. I am nice, clear, true. I am a giant you would want living next door to you. I'm a most unselfish giant. I am nice as I can be. I'm very, very, very nice, and there's so much of me. I'm also very kindly. I'm very gentle too. I'm very, very likable. It's very, very true. I'm a most unselfish giant. I've not always been like this. Whenever I'm away from home, I am the sort you miss. I'm truly most unselfish. I am nice, clear, true. I am a giant you would want living next door to you. Everybody into the pool, it's free. Come on, everybody. Ha ha!